All right, adventurers, welcome to another deep dive.
Today we're spelunking into the world of Goblin's Cash.
Specifically, how to snag some of that sweet WBCH everyone's after.
Sounds intriguing.
Right. And we've got just the treasure map to guide us.
Now this guide, it kicks off with staking GOB.
Ah, the gateway to those WBCH rewards.
You know it. But here's where Goblin's Cash throws a curveball.
They're all about this smart DCH thing.
Right, right.
Instead of just connecting your regular Bitcoin Cash wallet.
They want you on smart BCH. Makes sense, actually.
So what's the advantage there? Why smart BCH?
Think of it like this.
You wouldn't use a rusty old shovel for a high-tech dig, right?
Okay, point taken.
Smart BCH, it's like the streamlined, turbocharged version.
For our goblin treasure hunt. Gotta go fast.
Exactly. Faster transactions, those pesky fees are lower.
Meaning, more loot for us.
Precisely. You keep more of what you earn.
Now we're talking. So we've got our wallets hooked up to smart BCH.
Feeling good.
Next up, need some GOB to actually stake.
Gotta have something to put in the treasure chest, right?
Right. Now, they walk us through swapping other crypto for GOB.
Pretty standard procedure in the crypto world.
Seems straightforward enough.
But always, always.
Gotta be cautious.
Exactly. Don't let those goblins, you know, distract you.
Goblin fever.
Yes. Check those exchange rates. Compare, compare, compare.
Make sure you're getting a fair deal.
Absolutely. Even in Goblin Town. Gotta be savvy.
Love it. Okay. So we've got our smart BCH connection.
Swapped for our GOB tokens, feeling ready to stake.
Time to let those goblins get to work.
And the guide, it makes this part sound pretty simple.
Deceptively so, I'd say.
Oh, how so?
The actual process, it is user-friendly.
Choose your GOB amount, hit confirm, boom, you're earning WBCH.
Sounds pretty straightforward so far.
But, and this is crucial, they really hammer this home.
What's the catch?
Security? They are serious about it.
Ah, right. Smart contracts, private keys, all that jazz.
Exactly. It's like they're giving you a map to the treasure.
But also like a full suit of armor.
Because, let's be real, crypto world, security is paramount.
Wouldn't want to find that treasure chest only to have it?
Snatched away by some digital gremlin. No way.
Not on our watch. So it's like they're serious about keeping our goblin loot safe.
Absolutely. No shortcuts there.
I can dig it. But this guide, it's not just about the basics.
They go deeper. Tips and considerations.
Ah, yes, the real meat of the strategy.
And this is where it gets interesting, especially for maximizing those WBCH earnings.
Yeah, they delve into some advanced tactics.
Which is great. Caters to both. Yeah.
Dude, Andy seasoned goblin hunters.
Exactly. Now, one thing that caught my eye.
Hit me with it.
Compounding rewards. Have you heard of this?
Okay, I'll be honest. That one took me a minute.
It's like magic, but with math.
So, like, my treasure chest is multiplying itself.
In a way. Essentially.
You earn WBCH, not just on your initial stake.
Okay.
But on the WBCH you've already earned.
Hold on. So the WBCH I've already got earns even more WBCH.
Precisely. It's like a snowball rolling downhill.
And getting bigger as it goes.
Exactly. Time is your friend here.
The longer you stake, the more those rewards compound.
It incentivizes thinking long term.
Which, in this crazy crypto world, is probably a good thing.
Indeed. Stability, growth, everyone wins.
Got it. Now, onto something a bit more, shall we say.
Enigmatic.
Exactly. They mentioned goblin farms.
Ah, yes. Can't have goblins without a farm.
But what are we talking here? Like actual goblins?
Tending to digital crops. What's the deal?
Not quite, but I like the imagery.
Goblin farms, they're like liquidity pools.
Liquidity what now? Sorry, gotta put on my newbie hat first.
No worries, it's a common term in DeFi, but essentially.
You provide your WBCH, pair it with another cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And paired up crypto, it's put to work in the farm.
Work doing what exactly?
Providing liquidity, facilitating trades, that sort of thing.
And we, the farmers, get a cut of the action.
You got it. Yeah. It's like being a silent partner in a bustling marketplace.
So less pitchfork, more profit sharing.
Exactly. But, and this is important,
there's always a but.
Risk is still involved.
But because goblin markets, probably unpredictable.
Exactly. The value of your WBCH can fluctuate. Always a factor.
And these farms, they're riskier than just plain old staking.
Generally, yes. Higher risk, but also
potentially higher rewards.
Precisely. Now, one more thing to be mindful of.
Hit me. Knowledge is power, or so they say.
They mentioned something called impermanent loss.
Impermanent loss. That doesn't sound great.
It's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially.
It's the potential loss you might experience.
Okay, loss. I'm already not liking this.
It's not a guaranteed loss, more like a possibility.
But still, how does this impermanent loss thing happen?
It has to do with the value of your WBCH and that paired cryptocurrency fluctuating.
So if the market takes a dive, we could lose out.
It's a possibility, yes, and something to factor in.
So Goblin Farms, not all sunshine and rainbows then.
They have the potential for higher gains, but also...
higher risks. Gotta keep our wits about us. Goblin Farms, gotta be careful out there. A lot of moving parts.
Right. And speaking of moving parts, this guide...
they're big on something they call governance participation.
Governance? Sounds a little stuffy for Goblin Tame, don't you think?
It might sound that way, but actually...
it's one of the coolest things about Goblin's Cash, in my opinion.
Oh, how so?
Well, they're not just giving you the tools to earn WBCH.
They're giving you a voice in how the whole thing runs, the whole platform.
Okay, now you've got my attention. How does that work, this goblin governance?
Basically, it's all about putting the power in the hands of, well...
the goblins. The WBCH holders, that is...
so the more WBCH you've got, the louder your voice.
In a way, yeah. When they have proposals, changes they want to make...
staking rewards, new features, even which charities they support...
no kidding.
It's all decided by votes, and your WBCH, it gives you voting power.
So it's like, I'm not just holding a token, I'm holding
a goblin scepter, deciding the fate of the kingdom.
Exactly. And this ties back to their whole community focus.
Right, right. They mentioned that.
They don't just want passive investors, they want active participants.
Which, honestly, makes sense. If you're invested in something...
might as well have a say in how it's run, right?
Exactly. Your vote, your WBCH, their future, it's all connected.
Man, this deep dive has been wild. We've covered so much ground.
It's a lot to take in, that's for sure.
Staking, compounding, farms, governance, and don't forget...
that whole security thing. Feeling like a seasoned goblin warrior now.
Well-equipped, definitely.
But, and they emphasize this in the guide, it's crucial to stay informed.
Couldn't agree more, especially in the crypto world.
Things change fast. What works today might be.
Ancient history tomorrow. In goblin years, at least.
Exactly. That's why Goblin's Cash, they encourage their users.
Stay updated, read their blogs, follow on social media, all that.
Be in the know, or risk getting left behind.
That's the name of the game in this space, for sure.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered some serious ground here.
Definitely given everyone a lot to think about.
We've unearthed the secrets of Goblin's Cash, how to earn WBCH.
But, like any good treasure map, the real adventure...
it starts when you go out there and explore for yourselves.
The best way to learn is by doing right.
Exactly. So to our listeners, what resources are you going to use?
Keep that goblin curiosity alive, and happy treasure hunting out there.